谢谢我们的敬拜团队。
Thank you to our worship team.
让我们可以一起将一切的颂赞尊贵归给在宝座的神羔羊。
So we can give all the glory, praises, honor to our Lamb on the throne.
主耶稣在十字架上，不但他的流宝血使我们的罪得到赦免。
Not only his blood to cleanse all our sins, so we were forgiven.
更因他的从死里复活，使我们得到永生。
Because of his resurrection, we have eternal life.
也谢谢师母跟大家对我的祷告。
And thank Mrs. Zhu and everybody's prayer for Pastor Zhu.
过去两个多礼拜，因为感冒失声。
Because the past couple weeks, I had a cold and I lost my voice.
一直到过去两天才慢慢的恢复。
And just the past couple days, I recover a little bit.
现在声音有点沙哑，也请大家见谅。
So I'm a little bit hoarse, so please forgive me.
上个主日，我们进入了哥林多前书的十一章。
So last Sunday, we started to study 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
使徒保罗针对哥林多教会主日聚会的敬拜。
So Paul was trying to talk about the Sunday worship at the Corinthian church.
从第十一章开始，一直到第十四章，做了一连串的教导。
So from chapter 11 to chapter 14, Paul had a series of teaching.
目的就是要纠正他们主日敬拜混乱的情形。
So hoping that he would correct the chaotic situation of the Sunday worship.
让信徒在一起的敬拜可以达到容神一人的目的。
So hoping the worship of the church can be achieved to glorify God and to benefit people.
虽然保罗的教导在应用上面呢，因着那是根据第一世纪那时候罗马帝国的背景。
And you know, at that time, it's the Roman Empire controlling their everything. So his application of the teachings are according to the Roman.
但是属灵的真理和原则呢，却不会因着时代而有任何的改变。
But spiritual truth and principles behind them are unchanged even today.
上一周我们先看了十一章的二到十六节。
So last week we studied chapter 11 from verse 2 to 16.
是针对是否要蒙头的问题。
It talk about the problem of head covering.
因为在那个时代，妇女是要蒙头的。
You know, at that time, women were supposed to cover their heads.
但是有些妇女接受了耶稣基督以后，认为自己可以跳脱传统和文化的捆绑。
But some women, after they accept Jesus Christ, argue that they could break the tradition and the traditional cultural norm.
就认为主日敬拜的聚会不需要蒙头。
So they think their head does not need to be covered during the worship.
反过来，男人一般是不蒙头的。
But usually men did not cover their heads.
但是在偶像崇拜的敬拜的仪式当中，神庙里的祭司经常却是蒙头的。
But in the ritual of idol worship, those priests in the temple covered their heads.
所以有些男的信徒也在主日敬拜中蒙头。
So some of the male believers in the Sunday worship cover their heads.
所以使徒保罗他先对不合宜的服饰来教导哥林多的信徒。
So Paul is trying to teach the Corinthians about this kind of unworthy manner to worship.
继续用自己习惯的语言来念十一章的四到五节。
Let's read with our preferred language of chapter 11, 4 and 5 verses.
好，请。
Together.
凡男人祷告或讲道，若蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头；凡女人祷告或是讲道，若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头。因为英文的版本 ESV 的版本是将男人和女人翻译成丈夫和妻子。
So for the English translation, they translate men and women into husband and wife.
所以对于这一段英文的部分，我用比较范围比较广的这个 NIV 的版本，是用还是维持男人和女人
？So here I use the NIV version because it used men and women instead of husband and wife.
这里提到是什么时候
？It talk about when.
他特别强调是祷告 或是讲道的时候，所以特别指的就是主日敬拜的聚会。
Since it's mentioned about prayer or preaching, so it, I bet it's talking about the Sunday worship.
为了解释这段头的意思，
In order to explain this head covering,
保罗继续用两个层面来解释。
He tried to cover in a couple ways.
首先在第三节他以创造的次序。
And in the verse 3, it talks about the order of creation.
他说是基督是个人的头。
It says the head of every man is Christ.
男人是女人的头。
And the head of woman is man.
所以头不但代表是源头，也代表着权柄。
So head, it not only represents the source of humanity, but also a symbol of authority.
第二，它是讲到我们来敬拜的目的。
And the second explanation is from the purpose of the worship.
我们可以同声来念第七节。
And let's read together verse 7.
男人本不该蒙着头，因为他是神的形象和荣耀，但女人是男人的荣耀。在这里告诉我们，如果男人蒙头，他就是遮盖了神的荣耀。
It says here, if a man covers his head, it covers the glory of God.
所以在主日敬拜，男人不蒙头，是为了要彰显谁的荣耀？是要为了彰显神的荣耀。
So at the Sunday worship, the men did not cover their head in order to show God's glory.
那如果女人不蒙头，她是在彰显谁的荣耀？她是在彰显男人的荣耀。
So if the women did not cover their heads, it shows the glory of man.
所以在主日聚会当中，男人不能蒙头，女人要蒙头，是为了要单单彰显神的荣耀。
Therefore, women cover their heads in the worship in order to cover the glory of man and let the God show his own glory.
然后我们要同时遮盖人的荣耀。
So we can cover the glory of man.
当然时代和文化不断地在改变。
But you know, cultural changes and the norms are constantly changing.
但是我们说圣经的真理和原则是永恒不变的。
But the truth and the principles of the Bible are eternal, never change.
所以我们一定要遵从圣经的真理。
So we have to follow the truth of the Bible.
胜于单纯表面字面上的意思。
And not just the literal meaning of the word.
当然，当我们讲蒙头不蒙头，它只是一个外表的形式。
But you know, cover your head or not, it's just an outer appearance.
真正最重要的是我们自己内里对神的敬畏和顺服。
What really matters is our inward fear and obedience to God.
当然，这段经文其实也提醒我们。
And also, this passage also reminds us.
我们参与每一个主日聚会的敬拜的时候，也应该要有合宜的穿着。
Reminded us every time we come to the Sunday worship, we need to dress properly.
我们不需要光鲜亮丽来彰显自己的荣耀。
We do not have to draw too much attention and showing our own glory.
但是也不需要奇装异服来吸引别人的注意。
And we don't have to dress really weirdly and to show off.
我们应该要尽量的，还是要穿戴整齐庄重。
And we just need to be neat, clean, and modest.
才能将荣耀、颂赞和尊贵归给至高神。
So we can give all the honor, praises, and glory to our God.
今天我们会继续看哥林多前书十一章的十七节一直到三十四节。
Today we'll continue to look at Corinthians chapters 11, verse 17 to 34.
保罗再次的教导我们要以合宜的态度来领受主的晚餐。
Paul kept teaching us that we need to have a proper manner to receive the Lord's Supper.
这里说主的晚餐就是现在我们说的圣餐。
And here we say the Lord's Supper is the communion.
以后几个主日我们会有五到六次的信息，继续从十二章一直看到十四章。
In the following Sundays, we'll have about 5 and 6 messages coming from chapter 12 to 14.
我们会继续来思想圣如何合宜的运用圣灵所赐给我们的恩赐。
And we can meditate together to learn how to utilize the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us.
一起来建造神荣耀的教会。
So we can build the church, the glorious church of God.
今天刚好是我们每个月的第一个主日圣餐。
Today is also the day of our communion.
在信息开始之前呢，让我们先低头做一个祷告。
Before we begin our message, let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
因为你赐下宝贵的话语，预备我们的心，今天要来领受圣餐。
Because you give your precious word, so we can prepare our heart and receive the communion.
真的借着这样的宝贵的经文，让我们再一次思想，我们怎么样能够过一个荣神益人的生活。
So help us to receive today's message, so we know how to live a life that glorifying you and benefiting people.
特别在领受圣餐的时候，也是我们省察自己的时候。
When we're receiving the communion, it's also the time of self-examination.
愿你的荣耀在我们中间彰显。
May you show your glory among us.
赦免我们一切的罪过。
Forgive all our iniquities.
我们这样子的感恩祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们会先从14节看到第23节。
好，大家可以。I will start from verse 14 to 23.
大家可以按照荧幕上的经文。用自己习惯的语言，一面念，一面来思想经文的教导。
So let's look at the scriptures on the screen and read with your preferred language and also meditate the meaning of the passage.
好，请。
Let's start.
我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类。我也稍微信这话。一般保罗在指责信徒之前，都会先称赞他们。
In most cases, when Paul condemns the people he writes to, he praises them first.
譬如在哥林多前书一开始，保罗就称呼哥林多的信徒为圣徒。
For example, at the beginning of the First Corinthians, Paul called the believers of Corinthians saints.
又称赞他们在基督耶稣里凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
He also praises them that in every way they were rich in Jesus Christ in all speech and all knowledge.
即使在第十一章，在保罗先讲蒙头问题之前，也称赞哥林多信徒。
And actually, before he talked about the problem of a head covering, he also praises them other things.
说他们凡事纪念使徒保罗，又坚守。他所传的教训。
It says that everything they remember about Paul, and they remember all the teachings that Paul gave to them.
但是谈到主的晚餐的时候，保罗却直接的说：“我现在是在吩咐你们。”
But in terms of the Lord's Supper, however, Paul did not beat around the bushes, but he said it directly that I have no praise for you.
然后再说，不是称赞你们。
I have no praise for you.
因为敬拜的聚会。本来应该是大家一起赞美神。
Because at the worship, we should praise God together.
一同来领受神的恩典。
And receive God's grace together.
但是哥林多教会的聚会呢，不但不能让敬拜的人领受属灵的益处。
But those Corinthians, they did was a disservice to their congregation.
反而让他们的属灵生命受到了亏损。
And in fact, it held people back spiritually.
所以保罗在第十八节说明他们受亏损的原因。
So verse 18, Paul explains why the worship held people back spiritually.
就是因为他们在聚会的时候竟然分门别类。
It's because when they're worshiping, they like to divide people into groups.
在这里我们也看到保罗说了第一，却没有连继续的说第二跟第三。
And we also notice here, Paul say,First, but he didn't mention about second or third.
所以第一表示保罗只是要强调这个的重要性。
So when he say first, he's emphasizing it's so important.
其实哥林多信徒分门别类的情形，在整卷哥林多前书中都反复的出现。
Actually, the division of people appears so many times repeatedly in the whole of book of Corinthians.
一章到第四章。哥林多信徒他们分别高举不同的属灵的领袖。
From chapter 1 to chapter 4, the believers of Corinthians exalted different spiritual leaders.
想要证明自己很属灵。
And they want to prove that they were very spiritual.
更因着高举不同的领袖而自高自大。
And because they exalted different spiritual leaders, they are being arrogant.
在八到十章也有一些信徒自以为有圣经的知识。
And if we look at chapter 8 to 10, there are some believers they thought themselves had biblical knowledge.
他们知道偶像不是真神。
They know that idols are not God.
不但任意吃祭过偶像的食物。
Not only they ate the food of idols,
甚至还大胆地去参加祭拜偶像的仪式。
And they were so bold, they participated in the ritual of idol worship.
他们的行为不但让那些信心软弱的信徒跌倒。
And this kind of behavior not only made the weak believers stumble,
自己也受到偶像的诱惑而在恩典中坠落了。
But also as a result of temptation, caused their own fall from grace.
关于主日聚会的情形，虽然保罗不在哥林多。
You know, at that time, even though Paul was not in Corinth,
透过其他人的描述再加上自己对哥林多信徒的认识。
Through the description of other believers and through his own understanding of the Corinthians,
他相信分门别类的事情确实是发生在他们聚会的中间。
He believed that this kind of division did happen in the middle of the Sunday worship.
让我们继续来念19到21节。
Let's continue to read verse 19 to 21st.
在你们中间不免有分门结党的事情，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉。虽然当时的聚会是在礼拜天，
Although at that time the worship was on Sundays,
但是大部分的信徒很多是身为奴隶。
But most of the believers, they are just slaves.
也有人像保罗一样需要靠自己的手艺来维生。
And there were some just like Paul, they need to rely on their own skills to survive.
也有人星期天还要做生意，所以大部分的人星期天仍然需要工作。
And some were businessmen and all still need to work on Sundays.
所以在聚会的时间很可能是在傍晚。
So because of this, the worship was probably in the evening.
所以在聚会前他们很可能在一起聚餐。
So before the worship, the believers maybe first have dinner together.
然后聚会中也会领受主的晚餐，就是圣餐。
And then they take the Lord's Supper during the worship, it's the same as our communion.
在这段经文我们看到分门别类更进一步居然成为了分门结党。
And so here we see that the division mentioned here become a faction.
很可能是因为他们当中那些少数的有钱人。
It's probably referring to a few rich people among them.
他们在聚餐的时候不等候那些还在工作的信徒。
And at dinner time, they did not wait for those who were still working.
他们就聚在一起先大吃大喝自己带来丰盛的饭食。
And they would get together and drank and ate the abundant food that they brought themselves.
甚至到了醉酒的地步。
And even to the point of being drunk.
那晚来信徒比较没有经济能力的。
And those people who came later, they have no economical ability.
他们到的时候，如果食物吃完了，他们就只有饿肚子了。
And all the food were gone, so they need to have empty stomachs then.
另外还有在19节，他说分门结党的事，叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
And at verse 19, it says, there must be factions among you in order for those who are genuine among you.
那新译本就把有经验人翻成是经过试炼的人。
And you know, the new translation translated genuine as those people has been through trials.
那基本上可能有两种解释。
And I believe there are possible two interpretations.
一种是讽刺性的用法，是说这些自以为属灵的人。
The first could be a sarcastic argument because they, you know, they thought themselves are so spiritual.
因为他们参与的这些分门结党的事情，显出他们属灵的不成熟。
Because they do this kind of division, so they show their true poor spiritual conditions.
当然还有另外一种可能。
And there could be another interpretation.
因着这些分门结党的情形，显明出谁才是真正灵命成熟的信徒。
And it could mean the division truly reveals who are the spiritually mature believers.
所以保罗继续责备这些分门结党的人。
So Paul continued to rebuke these people who divide people.
让我们继续念第二十二节。
Let's continue to read verse 22nd.
你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。当时聚会的场所大部分是在家里。
So at that time, the gathering places were mostly homes.
要能够容纳这么多人，很可能是在有钱人的家。
To accommodate so many people, the gathering was probably at the home of a rich person.
所以保罗说，难道没有家吗？当然是一个讽刺性的说法。
So when Paul said, "Do you not have houses?" It must be a sarcastic statement.
保罗要责备他们的是他们藐视神的教会。
His real point is that they despise God's church.
而且让其他比较贫穷的信徒感到羞愧。
They let the poor believers feel ashamed.
聚会之前的聚餐，目的就是大家一起一同来吃喝，彰显我们在基督里的合一。
The purpose for us to eat and drink together before the worship is to show the unity in Christ.
这一群人却自行提前的大吃大喝，不等到其他还在工作的人来。
But there's a group of people who ate and drank first without waiting for the people who needed to work.
所以保罗不称赞他们。
That's why Paul did not praise them.
而且以这种合一的态度来预备自己领受主的晚餐。
So it reminded them that receiving the Lord's Supper in such an unworthy manner.
在后面的经文让我们看到他们更会受到神的惩罚和管教。
And then we'll see in the following text, they were subject themselves to God's discipline and punishment.
接着是我们熟悉，比较熟悉的经文，每次在领受圣餐的时候，牧师经常念的。
And we're going to read from a passage that we're pretty familiar because every time we receive the communion, Pastor would mention this.
让我们从二十三节念到二十六节。
So let's read from verse 23 to 26.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血。”所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。关于圣餐的教导
，With regard to the teaching of communion，
保罗说他是从主领受的。
Paul says that he received it from the Lord。
因为圣餐是主耶稣亲自设立的。
Because the communion was established by our Lord Jesus Christ.
根据福音书的记载，我们知道主耶稣被捕的那一天晚上。
From the Gospel's recording, we know that it was the night that Jesus was arrested.
主耶稣和门徒聚集在一起吃逾越节的晚餐。
Jesus and his disciples were eating together at the Passover dinner.
逾越节是以色列人最大的节日。
The Passover is the biggest festival of the Israelites.
为的是要纪念神呼召摩西带领以色列人的祖先。
In order to commemorate God's call to Moses to lead the ancestors of the Israelites out of Egypt.
离开为奴之地的埃及，进入神为他们预备流奶与蜜的迦南地。
Leave the land of slaves to enter the land of Canaan that God prepared for them, which flows with milk and honey.
在出埃及的那一天晚上，神命令以色列人要宰杀羊羔。
On the night of leaving Egypt, God commanded the people of Israel to kill the lambs.
他们要聚在一起吃羊的肉。
They have to be together and eat the meat.
还要把羊的血涂在门上。
And put the blood of the lamb on the door.
然后那天晚上，神差了灭命的天使巡行埃及全地。
So at that night, God commanded the destroyer of the angels to patrol the whole of the land of the Egypt.
只要门上没有羊的血，那一家的长子和头生的牲畜都被灭绝。
For in those homes that did not have the blood, their eldest son and the firstborn of the beast were killed.
但是以色列家的门上有羊的血。
But because of those Israelites, houses' door, they had blood on them.
灭命的天使就越过他们的家。
So the destroyer of angels just passed over their houses.
所以那天称为逾越节。
That's why it's called Passover.
但是动物的血不能除去人的罪。
But the blood of animal could not get rid of the sins of our human beings.
耶稣和门徒一起吃逾越节晚餐的时候，
When Jesus and his disciples ate the Passover dinner,
知道自己马上要走上十字架，
Jesus knew that he was about to be crucified.
他自己要成为那只赎罪的羔羊，
He knew that he would be the Lamb of Atonement.
他要代替我们在十字架上承担我们一切过犯的刑罚。
And he would bear all the penalties of our sins on that cross.
这一幅最后的晚餐也成为了达文西最有名的作品。
And this is one of the Da Vinci's most famous works.
所以在逾越节晚餐结束之前，主耶稣也为门徒们设立了圣餐。
And before the end of the Last Supper, Jesus set up the communion for the disciples.
擘开的饼象征主自己的身体。
He broke the bread, symbolizing the body of Jesus.
杯象征主的宝血。
And the cup, symbolizing the blood of our Lord Jesus.
有的教会每个主日都领圣餐。
Some churches they receive the communion every Sunday.
我们的教会是每个月的第一个主日一起来领受圣餐。
And our church does so on the first Sunday of the month.
也有的教会一年才领受一次圣餐。
And some churches observe it only once a year.
因为一年只有一次逾越节。
Because there is only one Passover every year.
所以至于多久领圣餐，主耶稣并没有规定。
But Jesus did not really say how often we need to observe the Lord's Supper.
重点是我们必须要明白圣餐的目的和它的意义。
What we really need to know is the purpose and the meaning of the communion.
第一，从我们吃的饼和喝的杯，让我们可以一起来纪念主耶稣在十字架上为我们所完成的救恩。
First of all, because the cup and the bread that we ate, it will commemorate what Jesus accomplished, the salvation for us on the cross.
在哥林多前书十章的十六跟十七节也说，
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 to 17,
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？
The cup of blessing, what we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ?
我们所擘开的饼，不是统领耶稣基督的身体吗？
The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?
我们虽多，仍然是一个饼，一个身体。
Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body.
因为我们都分受这一个饼。
Because we all partake of the one bread.
所以当我们一同来领受圣餐的时候，也表明我们的生命不但与主耶稣联合，也与其他的信徒联合。
Therefore, the communion we receive also shows our life are in union with Jesus Christ and other followers, all becoming the body of our Lord Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣的身体里互相为肢体。
We are here. We are each other's body of Christ.
然后保罗在圣灵的感动之下，
And Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit.
他也在第二十六节说，圣餐也是宣告这位从死里复活升天的主耶稣还要再来审判全地。
Yeah, in verse 26, also mentioned that the communion also proclaims that Jesus Christ raised from the dead, ascended from heaven, and will come again.
至于饼，有的教会是用一个大面包。
And for the bread, you know, some churches use a large bread.
然后每个人来到前面，自己用手去剥一小块。
And when every person comes to the front, they break a little piece.
这是我们过去英文堂用的方式。
And you know, our English congregation used to use this method.
或是有的教会把面包先切好。
And some churches they cut it with a knife.
我们过去也曾经试过用一大块饼干。
We used to use a large cracker.
然后请同工事先剥好。
And we'll ask the coworker to break the cracker.
但是饼干容易碎，又大小不一。
And you know the crackers are so fragile and it's so uneven.
所以我们现在还改用小块的饼。
That's why we use the small crackers now.
让大家可以直接领受，也节省同工预备的时间。
So we can directly just receive the bread and saves the preparation time.
圣餐的杯我们用的是葡萄汁。
And the cup we use is the grape juice.
那也有的教会是用葡萄酒。
And some churches they use the wine.
因为希腊文的酒跟汁都是同一个字。
You know, in the Greek word, wine and juice are the same word.
所以用酒一点问题都没有。
So there's no problem using wine.
重点是千万不要喝醉了。
The most important thing is just don't get drunk.
那感谢神，我们教会也有一批爱主的同工。
And praise the Lord, we have a group of friends that who love the Lord.
在圣餐主日的时候，为我们预备饭食。
And on the day of a communion, they prepare lunch for us.
那我们只要花一点钱就可以留下来，让我们彼此可以有更多的认识。
And just spend a little amount of money, then we can stay after the worship and we can fellowship.
那如果你是新来宾的话
，And if you're a newcomer today,
你今天可以享受免费的午餐。
You can stay and enjoy free lunch with us.
那我们继续来从二十七节看到最后。
Let's continue to read verse 27 to the last verse.
我们按照荧幕继续一面的念，一面的来思想。
Let's look at the screen and meditate at the same time.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血了。人应当自己省他，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。在这里说到不按理，那新译本更清楚地说。就是一种不合宜的态度。
Here in verse 27 mentioned unworthy manner. In the New Translation, it further explains to us is an inappropriate attitude.
保罗继续在指责那些有钱人，他们先吃喝自己的饭菜，不愿意和其他的人分享。
Obviously, the Corinthian church had some rich people, and Paul is condemning them that they brought their own food and they're not willing to share with the poor or needy people.
这与主耶稣那种爱人如己的教导是相违背的。
And this is the contrary to the teaching of Jesus of loving your neighbor as yourself.
其实我们所有拥有的一切，所有拥有的一切都是神所赐的。
In fact, everything we have, we receive from the Lord.
甚至连我们的新的生命都是从神而来。
You know, our new life is from our God.
我们当然要把我们最好的献给主。
We should dedicate our best to the Lord.
也应该来扩展神国，让更多的人来蒙福。
So we should try to advance God's kingdom so more people would be blessed like us.
所以在这里，保罗提醒我们。在领受圣餐之前，我们也要自我省察。
That's why Paul said, before we take the communion, we need to examine ourselves.
在神面前，先承认我们得罪神和得罪人的罪。
So before God, we need to admit that we have sinned against God and we have sinned against people.
并且愿意做出实际悔改的行动。
And we also wanted to have actions of repentance.
然后我们才吃饼喝杯。
Then we can take the bread and drink the cup.
如果我们有任何类似哥林多教会那些不合宜的态度的话
，If we receive communion in such an inappropriate manner, just like the Corinthian church,
那不知悔改就领受圣餐
，We did not repent and just receive the communion,
就是干犯主的身、主的血
，We offended the blood and the body of Christ.
这会导致非常严重的后果。
It will cause very, very serious consequences.
因为我们的主是轻慢不得的。
Because we should not take our Lord lightly.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的。 都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一个圣灵。这里告诉我们，基督的身体是由所有教会的信徒组成的。
Here it says the body of Christ is a church that composed of all believers.
我们在教会里互相为基督的肢体。
So it enables us to become the body of Christ for each other.
如果你已经是基督徒，但是还没有加入我们的教会。
And if you are already a Christian and you haven't joined our church,
你也愿意把我们的教会当作你自己属灵的大家庭。
And you're willing to have New Hope Christian Church as your spiritual home.
你愿意和我们同心敬拜，彼此服侍，一起成长。
If you wanted to worship with us, serve with us, and grow together with us.
我鼓励你们尽快地向我们会友部的同工领取会友申请表。
I encourage you to get an application form from the membership co-worker.
我们的会友部的同工在后面有胡云涛弟兄，请他站起来一下。
Our membership co-worker is Brother Hu.
那还有志明弟兄。
And also our chairperson,
John. 还
有
站在最后面的伟洲弟兄。
And also we Jews standing right there.
Yeah, 他们都可以帮助你。
They can help you with the applications.
Yeah, 感谢神，我们今年五月有中文堂有十一位弟兄姐妹加入了我们教会。
Praise the Lord. In May of this year, 11 Chinese brothers and sisters joined our church.
这个月英文堂也会有五到六位弟兄姐妹愿意成为我们教会的会友。
And this month, the English congregation also have 5 to 6 brothers and sisters who would become members.
我们也计划在十月会有敬礼班。
And we plan to have a baptism class in October.
在感恩节之前，我们会为他们施洗。
And then before Thanksgiving, they can all be baptized.
所以你如果想要接受敬礼的，也可以跟他们要这个领这个受洗的敬礼的申请表。
And if you wanted to be baptized, you can also ask them for the application for being baptized.
让我们都成为耶稣基督的身体。
So we can all become the one body of Christ.
我们继续来念29节到30节。
We'll continue to read verse 29 to 30.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的与患难的，死的也不少。继续念，我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得和我们与和世人一同定罪。所以这边提醒我们。如果我们像哥林多的信徒只顾自己吃喝的话
，So here it reminds us, if we are just like Korean thing, we just concerned about what to eat, what to drink.
我们轻看其他的信徒，甚至不顾其他信徒的需要。
We just look down on them, and we don't look at the needs of other believers.
不但会造成教会的分门结党。
Not only we would cause the division of our church.
其实我们就是在主耶稣面前定自己的罪。
And we are judging ourselves in front of the Lord.
罪的结果，轻的话是生病，重的话是死亡。
So if it's light, the consequences if it's light, it's sickness. The serious one, it will lead to death.
当然，生病和死亡并不一定都是罪所带来的结果。
Of course, sickness and death are not necessarily the result of sin.
但是当我们生病的时候
，But when we're sick,
特别是我自己，就要常常省察自己。
Especially myself, I need to self-exam.
求神的怜悯和医治。
And ask for God's mercy and healing.
自我省察，让我们可以明白我们与神跟与人的关系。
A lot of times, self-examination will help us to understand our relationship with the Lord and with the people around us.
因为其他的人也是按照神的形象所造。
Because other people around us, they were made in the image of God.
只有恳求神的怜悯和赦免。
Only when we ask for God's mercy and forgiveness,
可以免除神的惩罚和管教。
We'll not be judged by the Lord and the discipline.
最后，我们来念33节到34节。
Let's continue to read verse 33 and 34.
所以我弟兄们，你们聚会的时候要彼此等待。若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事。我来的时候再安排。所以保罗反复的警告信徒们。
So Paul reminds us again.
不要为了体贴自己的肉体贪恋吃喝。
Not just to focus on eating and drinking just for our own flesh.
结果是干犯了神，而且得罪了人。
And that, as a result, we offended God and offended people.
这会惹动神的愤怒，受到神严厉的管教和审判。
Will cause God's wrath and will receive His punishment and discipline.
在结束信息结束之前，我们一起来看保罗在哥林多前书第十章最后31-33节。
Before we finish our message, we'll look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 to verse 33.
保罗要我们一起来活出一个荣神益人的生命。
Paul wants us to learn to live the life of glorifying God and benefiting people.
首先是无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。
First, he says, whatever you do, do it for all the glory of God.
我们既然是按照神的形象造的。
Since we were created with the God's image,
我们人生最主要的目的就是荣耀神。
So the purpose of our life is to glorify God.
并且享受神的同在。
But also enjoy God's presence with us.
第二是为了福音的缘故，不叫人跌倒。
And the second is, for the sake of gospel, do not cause anyone stumble.
现在的世代不但远离神，甚至抵挡神。
But now, you know, the world now, people are away from God.
所以主耶稣要我们谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So God wants us to be careful, to be prudent and pray.
不但不要绊倒其他的信徒。
Not only not to cause people to stumble.
我们自己也要坚守在真道当中。
We have to stand firm on His truth.
最后是不为自己，只求众人的益处。
The last one is, do not seek my own good, but the good of many.
保罗要我们都来效法耶稣。
Paul wants us to imitate Jesus.
不再以自我为中心，而是以神和其他人为我们生活的中心。
Not just to be self-centered, but focus on God and the people around us.
让我们一起低头为神所赐的信息向神献上我们的感恩和祷告。
Let's pray for God's grace and today's message.
亲爱的天父，
Oh dear Heavenly Father,
谢谢你借着使徒保罗，
Thank you for using Apostle Paul.
再一次提醒我们如何才能过一个荣神益人的生活。
Again, to remind us how to live the life of glorifying God and benefiting people.
谢谢你今天让我们可以一起来领受圣餐。
Thank you that we can receive the Lord's Supper together.
一起来纪念你在我们救恩为我们所成就的救恩。
So we can commemorate the salvation that you accomplished for us.
也让我们再一次的明白我们都是主耶稣的身体。
And thank you for letting us to understand that we are all the in the body of Christ.
也借着圣餐来宣告你还要再来。
And through the communion, we proclaim that you are coming again.
你是我们永远的盼望。
You are the eternal hope of us.
我们这样子的感恩祈求祷告。
We pray with a thankful heart.
侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
在领圣餐之前，我们今天也要来案例2017-2018年教会的领导团队。
And before we receive a communion, we'll first commission the 2017-2018 leadership team.
感谢神，五年多年前，在小苏顿西区中国教会的差遣之下，我们在这里成立了休斯顿北区华人教会。
Praise the Lord! About 5 years ago, New Hope Christian Church was commissioned by West Houston Chinese Church.
让我们可以继续在休斯顿的北边继续来扩展神的帐幕。
So we can advance God's kingdom around the North Houston area.
我们目前还没有独立，所以我们还没有自己的长执会。
We're not yet officially independent, so we don't have our own council yet.
但是为了教会健康的成长以及事工发展的需要。
But in order to have healthy growth for our church and the needs of the ministry development,
神也为我们预备了领导团队。
And God has prepared a leadership team for us.
关于我们领导团队成员的介绍，其实已经在布告栏已经登了大概有将近3个月了。
So if you want to know more about their information, the biography, we'll post it on the bulletin board outside the office. It's been there for about 3 months.
大家可以借着这样的那个介绍，可以对他们有更多的认识。
So when you read the biography, you get to know them a little bit more.
我们非常感恩，今年我们也多了两位领导团队的成员。
Praise the Lord, we have two new members this year.
第一位是重新回到我们中间的胡云涛弟兄。
The first one is Brother Hu, who was away but now returned to us.
第二位是欧尚尼弟兄，今天他和他的家人外出，所以不在我们中间。
And the second one was Brother O. He and his family were out of town today.
这些领导团队的成员，其实他们六月就已经开始上任。
Actually, they started their duties from June already.
但是因为很多人外出，所以我们延到今天才举行案例的仪式。
But because many people were out of town, we waited until today for the commission.
我先要请所有领导团队的成员和你们的配偶一起来到圣餐桌前面。
So please, leadership team members and their spouses, please come to the front.
你们都面对牧师。
And come to the front and face the pastor.
我也跟大家解释一下，领导团队的成员不是因为他们比其他人更有才能或是更有智慧，而是出于神的呼召，愿意谦卑在神和弟兄姐妹的面前，以牺牲奉献和高度的委身，按照神的旨意来服侍教会。 Our leader team, theybbecame the member of the leadership team, not because they are more talented nor wiser than other people, but they are responding to God's calling and willing to be humble before God and before brothers and sisters in the manner of sacrificial devotion and highly commitment to serve church according to God's will.在彼得前书五章二节，让我们一起来念。这边说，请我们的领导团队一起来念：务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意，按照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的冠冕。接着我们来念英文 Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not denominating over those in your charge, but being example to the flock.And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the fading crown of glory. 作为教会领袖，你们可以再往这边过来一点 ，Yeah, shift a little bit. Yeah. 作为教会的领袖，我要问你们，是否愿意在神和弟兄姐妹的面前做出下列的承诺？对于每一个问题，如果都是你们的决定。在我说完中文和英文之后，请你们一起回答，我愿意。 As a church leader, do you commit before God and before brothers and sisters for the following question? You may answer together each question after I say Chinese and English with I will. 第一个问题，你们愿意谦卑和忠心的以爱心来服侍神和神的教会。The first question, to serve God and His church with faithfulness and humility. 第二，每天有固定的读经和祷告，保持与神的亲近和灵修的生活。To walk with God daily, growing in His word and in prayer. Your answer? Third question, 第三个问题是，无论是在家里、教会或是工作的场合，都活出无可指责、 荣耀基督的生命见证。The third question, to live out a testimony that is above approach in private and in public. And your answer? 第四个问题，倚靠圣灵，以仆人的心治理教会，尽心的与牧者、会众和其他的领袖同心侍奉，维护教会的合一。The last one, rely on Holy Spirit.To be a servant leader, to minister church, and to be accountable together with pastors, congregation, and other leaders to keep the unity of the church. And your answer? 好，现在我要请领导团队和你的配偶向后转来面对会众。Please turn your face to our congregation. 站在大家面前的教会领袖，他们不是属灵的超人，他们和我们一样，是丈夫，是妻子，是父亲和母亲，也同样有软弱和挣扎的时候，但是他们愿意放下自己的需要，在配偶和家人的支持下回应神的呼召，进入荣耀的侍奉。但是如果没有弟兄姐妹对他们的支持，他们是不能完成领导教会的职责。These church leaders in front of you, they are not spiritual superhero. They are just like us, as a husbands, wives, fathers, and mothers. They will also have a weakness and struggles from time to time, but they are willing to give themTheir own needs with their spouse as other family members support to respond God's calling to enter this glory service. But without your support to them, they will not be able to accomplish their role to lead our church. 现在我要请大家站起来。Please stand up. I also...We'll ask you four questions. Every question after I speak Chinese and English, you will answer together, say, I will. 我会继续问大家四个问题，每一个问题在我说完中文和英文之后，请大家同声回答说，我愿意。第一个问题，你是否支持领导团队的带领和他们的服侍。 Question number one, will you support our leadership team under their leadership and their service? Your question, your answer? 第二个问题是协助和鼓励他们，和他们一同成长，同心侍奉。 The second question, you will assist them and help them, encourage them and grow together with themand serve with them together. Your answer, 你的答案。第三个问题是为他们属灵的生命、他们的家庭、他们的事工持续的来祷告。Will you pray for their spiritual life, their family, their ministry, and continue pray for them? Your answer? 最后，你愿意，我们愿意竭力保守教会的合一，和教会领袖共同来完成神所交托我们教会的责任。 The last question is, you are willing to put all the effort to keep church unity, working with church leader together to accomplish God's mission to us. And your answer? 好， please be seated.And thank you for the leadership team. You now can go back to your seat.
Now we'll receive our communion.
我们请服侍圣餐的